Good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in the last chapter, chapter 28, which I am about to begin. And we see here where Christ was crucified, and he was laid in the tomb of the rich man Joseph of Arimathea. And we see people of God, the religious people, had paid the guards to say that the disciple had come to take away the body of Jesus and that he was not risen. So we are going to be looking at his resurrection today and see the infallible proof that our Savior is risen from the dead. And we know that he is risen because he lives within our hearts. We know that our Savior lives because he lives within our hearts. So we are going to be praying and going on to chapter 28 of Matthew. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise for today. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. O God, bring forth revelation, knowledge to us, O God, that we will walk, O God, in the light of your word. We will walk and not stumble, because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Father God, we just thank you for all those who took the time out to come to hear, O God Almighty, your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that you will illuminate your word to them. Father God, we pray that your word will transform your people. We pray that the minds of your people will be renewed with your word, so that they will know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will. Father God, we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, and walk in your ways. Father, we thank you again for your presence with us. We thank you for teaching grace. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing in this season. And we thank you for your love, your joy, your peace, your contentment, O God, as we continue to look to you by faith. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter of Matthew. Remember, we have been in the gospel writings of Matthew from chapter 1 way up to the end, chapter 28. And we see where Matthew wrote to a Jewish audience. So Matthew was showing them quite clearly that Jesus Christ is the Messiah King, that he came and he died and he rose again, and he lives forevermore. So we are in the last chapter, which shows the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to begin at verse 1 of Matthew chapter 28. The word of God said, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb." Mary Magdalene, remember we spoke of Mary Magdalene, that Mary that is from Magdala. This Mary, Jesus had helped her in this sense that he had really caused her to be free from all those spirits that were keeping her bound. So Jesus had freed her from all those spirits, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 8. The word of God said in Luke chapter 8, verse 2, that uncertain women who had been healed of evil spirits, so Jesus had healed them of evil spirit and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons. So Jesus, people of God, had helped her and had relieved her of seven demons. So we see where all of those people who Christ has helped, they were stricken with all sorts of infirmities. The Bible said Jesus healed them of evil spirits and infirmities. So Mary was one of them. Mary Magdalene was one of them. So we see here this same Mary Magdalene was one of the first to be at the tomb of Jesus Christ. So we see after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But we're going to also look at Mark's version of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mark's version in Mark 16, 1 to 7, the word of God said, "Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James," so we see the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, "and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" So they were there wondering who was going to roll away the stone from the tomb, the door of the tomb for them. "But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Jesus is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter.'" So we see the angel spoke to the woman and said, "Go tell his disciples and Peter." Remember, he included Peter as well. Why? Because Peter had denied Jesus. So he wanted Peter to know that he was still accepted as a disciple of Jesus Christ. "So go tell his disciple and Peter that he's going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." So we see Mark's account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, as we look in the different gospel writings and we see the different accounts, we come to understand that our Savior is risen. So we see that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb in Matthew 28, verse 1. And verse 2 said, "And behold, there was a great earthquake. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord ascended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it." So we see, people of God, there was a great earthquake. And we see when Jesus died, there was also an earthquake. And now at his resurrection, there is also an earthquake. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." Look on verse 3 of Matthew 28. "And his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men." People of God, the countenance, the appearance of this angel was like lightning. People of God, it was shining, glowing. It was like lightning. His clothes as white as snow. So we see the guards, when they saw the angel, the word of God said in verse 4, "And the guards shook for fear of him." They were afraid of the angelic being and became like dead men. They looked like they were lifeless. They couldn't do anything. So the guards, they were there to guard the tomb of Jesus. But when they saw the angelic being, the brightness of his countenance and his clothes as white as snow, they became so fearful of him and became like dead men. Could not move. They couldn't move or do anything to prevent or to stop this heavenly being. They were there to guard the tomb, but they couldn't do nothing about it. People of God, the angel came and rolled away that stone and sat on it. These guards could not do nothing about it. So we see, people of God, God sent his ministering angel to minister on behalf of those of us who are heirs of salvation. So we need not be afraid or alarmed, but know that God is watching over us. His angels are encamping around us. We see, people of God, even in Jesus' ministry, angels came and ministered to him, people of God, even after his testing in the wilderness. So we see, people of God, the angelic beings are there to minister to us and to minister to our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see people of God, that the angel came and sat on that stone and no one could do anything about it. Those guards were like dead men. So we have to understand the power of God and what he is doing in the lives of his people. So we see, people of God, the forces of evil cannot prevail against the church of God, against God's people, against anything that concerns God. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Look on verse 5 of Matthew 28. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Don't be afraid, woman, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified." We see, people of God, the angel did not address the guards, but he addressed the woman. The angel did not address the guard. They saw the angel and became like dead men. The angel did not speak. We don't see it is written here where the angel spoke to any of them. But the word, the angel just came and did what he had to do. But he did not address the guards. So the angel did not address the guard, but he addressed the woman. He said to the woman, "Don't be afraid." He reassured them, people of God, not to be afraid. And I believe God is reassuring many of us today not to be afraid. So many things are coming to cause us to be afraid. But God is saying to us today, don't be afraid. So the angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified." I know who you're seeking. You are seeking Jesus who was crucified. So we see, people of God, the angelic being addressed the woman who were following Jesus. Look at verse 6 of Matthew 28. The angel said, "He is not here, for he is risen." He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Remember, over and over, Jesus spoke that he would be crucified and he would rise again. So the angel said, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." So Jesus had said it over and over again, but many heard Jesus but did not even understand what he was saying. They did not come to the understanding. They did not get the revelation that Jesus Christ would die. He would die, but he would rise again on the third day. So the angel said, "He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." So we see the angel said, "He's risen, as he said." So we're going to be looking on some scripture as Jesus spoke of his death and resurrection. And we're going to see that, as he said, it happened as he said. So we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 17, Matthew chapter 17, 22 to 23. Matthew chapter 17, 22 to 23. And the word of God said, "Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful." So we see Jesus spoke of his death and his resurrection. "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And the third day he will be raised up." So the angel said, "I know whom you seek, Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He is risen, as he said." So we see, people of God, Jesus already spoken and told his disciples that he was going to die, but he would rise again. But they did not understand, people of God. Sometimes we're hearing things and we're hearing the word of God, but we don't even understand what God is saying to us. These things have to be revealed to us. Turn to John 20, 3 to 10. John 20, 3 to 10. Turn to John 20 instead, 3 to 10. And we see where the word of God says, John 20, verse 3 to 10. "Peter therefore went out and the other disciple," that was after Jesus' resurrection, "and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, and lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet, the word said, they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So we see, people of God, so then the disciples went away again to their own homes. So we see here the word of God said something that we have to take note of. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So we see Jesus has been speaking to them about dying and rising again from the dead. But we see that they did not understand. The revelation did not come to them of what Jesus was saying. So we see how much we need revelation knowledge. John himself said wrote that the scripture was not yet revealed to them. So we see, people of God, we have to understand these words. So we are looking in Matthew 20, 17 through 19. Matthew 20, 17 through 19. And it spoke again of Jesus telling of his death and his resurrection. Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again. So we see how many times Jesus spoke of his death and his resurrection, but many did not understand. Many did not know of what Jesus was saying. People of God, we can be hearing the word and not understanding it. So Jesus spoke so many times of his death and resurrection, and the angel said, he's not here, for he's risen, as he said. So he has said it over and over again, that he would be crucified and that he would raise again from the dead, and that he would be ascending to his Father. So he spoke of it so often, but the disciples who were followers of Jesus Christ did not understand what Jesus was saying. So we see even John himself spoke that these words were said before, but they did not, at that time, they did not understand the scripture. So we have to come to understand that we have to understand what Jesus is saying to us so that we can apply it to our daily lives. So we see, as the angel spoke in verse 6, he's not here, for he's risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. So we can sense that love and that tenderness in this verse. Come, see the place where the Lord laid. Come, see where he was laid. So we see, people of God, the angel did not address those guards, but the angel addressed these women who were seeking after Jesus. So we want to be Jesus seekers. We want to be seeking after him. We want to be pursuing Jesus, just like these women. They did not stop. The word of God said they were afar off at some point, but they were still pursuing Jesus. Even in his death, they were pursuing him, for they knew that there was something about this Messiah King that they couldn't let go of him. Even in his death, not even death could separate them. So they were there, even at the very tomb, people of God, looking out for Jesus. And when they heard that he is risen, the Bible said in verse 7, the angel said, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So the angel said, go quickly, move swiftly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. So we need to know, we need to spread the word. We need to spread the good news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is indeed risen from the dead. He is alive in our hearts, people of God. Is he alive in your heart today? Jesus is calling you. If you have not yet surrendered to him, He wants to be alive in your heart. But you have to say yes to him. You have to open your heart to receive him. He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So the angel said, I have told you so. It can't be otherwise because I have told you. So look in verse 8 of Matthew 28. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. People of God, there was a mixture of emotion here. Fear and great joy. Fear was there, but there was also great joy. So they were fearful of all that they have seen and heard. Great fear was upon them, people of God. Coming in contact with this angelic being, we see that great fear was upon them, but they also had great joy. Great joy in knowing that Jesus is risen. Great joy in knowing that the King of Kings is risen from the dead and he's alive forevermore. So the Bible said they went out quickly from the tomb. They went out hastily with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. So we see people of God, they ran to bring this disciples word. How many of us are running with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ? If he's alive in our hearts, people of God, we are called to go forth with the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to run with great fear and great joy, with fear, with godly reverence for Jesus Christ, and great joy in our hearts, and run to bring the good news wherever we go. Our feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So we are to go with the good news of Jesus Christ. Go and tell others that Jesus saves and that he wants to be Lord and Savior of their lives. Look at verse 9. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. People of God, on their way, as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. So we see, people of God, it was time to rejoice because the Savior is risen. It was time to rejoice because the Savior is risen. Death could not hold him down, people of God. His resurrection today has given us hope. Death could not hold him down, people of God. If he didn't raise from the dead, then we would have no hope, people of God. Our preaching would be in vain. Our teaching would be in vain. Everything would be in vain. Everything would be meaningless. But because he's risen from the dead, people of God, you and I today have hope. We have a blessed hope. It's time to rejoice. The word of God tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So we as God's people need to rejoice in this full and free salvation. Need to rejoice that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We need to rejoice that Jesus Christ is our King. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's our Father. He's our friend. He's our hope. We need to rejoice because we have a living hope. The world has no hope, people of God. But we have a hope. We have a blessed hope. Jesus Christ, the righteous. So we should be looking for him to return for us. He is risen, people of God, and he has ascended on high. He has ascended and he has taken on the intercessory role for us. So people of God, we as God's people, we are not left alone, people of God. He has sent the blessed comforter to live with us and in us. And we, people of God, are covered on every side. So we have a reason to rejoice. Jesus said to them as they beheld Jesus, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. And we also need to worship Jesus. Rejoice and worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. The word of God said, God the Father is seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So we need to ask the Lord to give us revelation, knowledge, that we can worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. So we see these women, as they heard Jesus' voice, they realized it was Jesus. Jesus met them and saying, rejoice, rejoice. You have all the right to rejoice because I'm alive. Rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worship him. So we people of God, as Jesus is revealed to us, we need to hold him by the feet. We need to sit at his feet and we need to worship him in spirit and in truth. We need, people of God, to understand that Jesus is calling the great church of God to worship him, to worship him, for he alone deserves glory. He alone deserves honor. He alone deserves praise. So let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us give him what he deserves. He alone is worthy, people of God. He alone is worthy. Jesus alone is worthy. So we must be people who are always rejoicing. Our joy must be full. We must be people who are walking contented in the salvation that Christ has given us. People of God, we have to understand that the world is looking on us. We can't be murmuring and complaining like the world, but we should be people who are always filled up with the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving honor to Jesus at all times, praising his name, rejoicing in him always, and let our gentleness be made known to all men. People of God, Jesus is calling us to that place of honoring him, of loving him. And when our eyes are open to Jesus, we can't help it but to worship him. So we pray for revelation knowledge. We pray that we will understand that Jesus is not in the grave. Jesus is risen and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He ever lived to make intercession for us. God bless you here this evening. And I pray that as Jesus is revealed to us from day to day, we will continue to rejoice and we will continue to worship him in spirit and in truth. God bless you. Thank you all for listening. And next week we'll continue from verse 9 of Matthew chapter 28. Blessings to all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, O God, for dying that we might live, and because you live, we live. We thank you for rising from the dead. We thank you for living forevermore, Jesus, O God, and we thank you for interceding for us daily as we continue to look to you. Have your way in us, O God, and bring forth revelation knowledge to us so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen. Amen. Blessings to all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord,